नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय वै भावत राजा पांडवे महारथ बाल क्रिया
नकोई
क्रिया
कृष्णा
आदरे सबई भागवत
राजा
पांडव पांडवे महारथ बाल क्रिया नकी
किरण
कृष्ण किराम जपादे सबई भगवत
राजा
पांडवे महारथ बाल किरण कृष्ण किराम जपादे सबई भगवते
राजा
पांडवे महारथ बालकियानपि क्रीडा कृष्ण क्रीडां जादरे
Certainly, Bhagavata, a great devotee of the Lord, Raja, Maharaj Parikshit, Pandaveya, grandson of Pandava. Maharatha, a great fighter. Bala, while a child. Kriyanakoi, with play dolls. Kriyan, playing. Krishna, Lord Krishna. Kiran, activities. Ya, who? Adade, accepted. Translation, please repeat after me. Maharaj Parikshit, the grandson of the Pandavas, was from his very childhood a great devotee of the Lord. Even while playing with dolls, he used to worship Lord Krishna. By imitating the worship of the family deity. Thank you. Purport. In the Bhagavad Gita 6.41, it is stated that even a person who has failed in the proper discharge or yoga practice is given a chance to take birth in the house of devout brahmanas or in the house of rich men like Kshatriya kings or rich merchants. But Maharaj Parikshit was more than that, because he had been a great devotee of the Lord since his previous birth, and as such he took his birth in an imperial family of the Kurus, and especially that of the Pandavas. So from the very beginning of his childhood he had the chance to know intimately the devotional service of Lord Krishna in his own family. The Pandavas, all being devotees of the Lord, certainly venerated family deities in the royal palace for worship. Children who appeared in such families fortunately generally imitate such worship of the deities. Even in the way of childhood play, by the grace of Lord Krishna, Sri Krishna, we have the chance of being born in a Vaishnava family. In our childhood, we imitated the worship of Lord Krishna by imitating our father. Our father encouraged us in all respects to observe all functions such as Rath Yatra, Dol Yatra ceremonies. He used to spend money liberally for distributing prasad to us children. Our parents, our spiritual master, who also took his birth in a Vaishnava family, got all inspiration from his great Vaishnava father, Thakur Bhakti. That is the way of all lucky Vaishnava families. The celebrated Mirabai was a staunch devotee of Lord Krishna as the great lifter of Govardhan. The life history of many such devotees is almost the same, because there is always symmetry between the early lives of all great devotees
of the Lord, according to Jiva Goswami, Maharaj Parikshit must have heard about the childhood pastimes of Lord Krishna at Vrindavan. For he used to imitate the pastimes of his young playmates. According to Siddharsami, Maharaj Parikshit used to imitate the worship of the family deity by elderly members. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti also confirmed the viewpoint of Jiva Goswami. So accepting either of them, Maharaj Parikshit was naturally inclined to Lord Krishna from his very childhood. He might have imitated either of the above mentioned activities, or all of them established his great devotion from his very childhood, a symptom of a Mahabhagavat. Such Mahabhagavat are called Nitya Siddha, or souls liberated from birth. But there are also others who may not be liberated from birth, but who develop a tendency for devotional service by association. They are called Sadhan Siddhas. There is no difference between two in the ultimate issue. So, the conclusion is that everyone can become a Sadhan Siddha, a devotee of the Lord, simply by association with the pure devotees. The concrete example is our great spiritual master, Sri Narada Muni. In his previous life, he was simply a boy of a maid servant. But through association with great devotees, he became a devotee of the Lord of his own standard, unique in the history of devotional service. So you see the importance here of the association of devotees, especially Mahabhava. The life of Narada Muni, the life of Maharaj Parikshit, and the life of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, up to Prabhupada. They say they are Nitya Siddha. Doesn't matter ultimately, in the ultimate issue, others can become Sadhan Siddha by doing sadhana. Look for some good devotee. That's why Prabhupada said in the constitution of ISKCON, one is so that one comes in ISKCON, he can associate with the devotees. In the constitution of ISKCON. Because in the scripture we find, the scripture is what says, or the truth is there, sadhu, shastra, guru. Find out something, truth, we'll check out. How one can become a bhakta? The bhaktistu bhagavan bhakta samgena parijaya. You have to associate with this. If you are associated with the birds of the same feather, see, say that, hope together, they say. If you are associated with devotee all the time, that's how you will become. So Prabhupada gave us this facility, and he made rule regulation. You strictly follow these four relative principles. It doesn't matter. Everybody come to Mangalarti, get up early in the morning, do at least minimum bear 16 rounds. Take prasad, took by the devotee. Don't commit offense to other devotees. You strictly follow, you'll get their blessing. Guru, Sadguru and Mahaprabhu, then one life you can make it successful, no more birth. It's very simple. Unfortunately, if we add, subtract, concoct, then we don't. We cannot be overnight Prabhupada or Bhakti Siddhanta. It's an institution after all. We have to, just to run the institution, we have to look for best. But scripture says, who is a Kanishtha Adhikari? who is a Madhyamadhikari, who is a Uttamadhikari. And overnight we cannot become. Neither we should make it artificial. Something. To me maybe my guru is, but ultimately the guru is one. One who is acting what Krishna says. Tadir charana sevi bhakti samibhas acharya se. Associating and serving very advanced devotee. So one day there is a chance, if he is a good disciple, discipline, he can become also, can give others shiksha. Shiksha is very important. Even Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he may have some ceremonial guru. But shiksha is very important. Am I getting shiksha from my guru? Is he dispelling my doubt? Hearing him and following him, if he follows his Sadguru, am I developing attachment to Krishna's name, Krishna's form, Krishna's beauty, Krishna's pastime, Krishna's dham, Krishna's seva, bhakta seva? At the same time, I mean, what is it called? Inversely. Am I, my attraction towards material, all these things becoming less and less? Definitely you are making progress. There is no doubt about it. Anybody can say it? No, I am not making progress. Very simple. Very simple. Redri, Maharaj Parikshit, in past life already was a great devotee. Again, because suppose a husking machine is threshing and taking out the husk of the rice. In India, there is a, in the countryside, the village people do that, ladies. And if it is taken to, suppose, spiritual world or somewhere else, he will do the same thing. So, one person is blessing, different person blessing. To the sadhu, he is saying, sadhu, jivova amaro. You are a sadhu. Whether you live here, whether you die, it doesn't matter. If you are a good devotee, good devotee. He doesn't care whether he goes back to Godhead or not. Because he has got attachment to Krishna's name, Krishna's form, Krishna's beauty, Krishna's pastime, Krishna's bhakta, Krishna's seva, Krishna prasadam. Not what I like. Then you are a bhogi. Then if your attachment is there, you have to go there. There is no doubt about it. So attachment completely to Krishna. Go back to Krishna, very simple. Sthane sthita asuti vatas. Doesn't matter where I am situated. Whether I am sweeping floor or giving lecture. Because you repeat what Sadguru said. You don't do scholarship. We have not come here to become jnani, karmi, a yogi. We come here to develop attachment to Krishna. And Krishna seva and Krishna. That is the bottom line, Bhakti Siddhanta says. Remember, the bottom line of Krishna consciousness is, don't commit offense to others. Develop complete attachment to Krishna and things dear related to Krishna. That is the perfection, no doubt, back to God. It is not so easy. That is the sadhana we are doing here. But unfortunately, our mind, sometimes, some of them, maybe I can become this and that if I go jump into there. Nobody is saying it is, everything is there in my mouth. Be eligible, then you can digest. You cannot chew, you have to walk off. Then in digestion, take it easily, become sahajya. Take it easily. You cannot one night become paramahansa. This is they are Mahabhava. From your childhood you are like that, you have got? No, then now develop. But again your mind like, no, maybe Prabhupada has not given everything. So you know more than Prabhupada? Go here, go there. Then again what happened, he doesn't know. That is what is happening. Prabhupada said, whatever I have to say, I abstain everything. You digest it. You put it by the whole life you'll spend there. Why go into here and there? You don't have faith in Prabhupada. What to speak of? very flickering mind. Have you got control over your senses? Have you got control over your mind? Are you free? Can you control your lusty desire? Anger, giddiness, arrogance, pride, enlightenment, who did it? Please say that. It is not so easy, Baba. You can become dressed like something. I know so many books I read, this, and tell you. The factory also, professor can tell. You find out, again become victim of sense object. Somebody said to Bhupad, he said, he's not attracted. He's not attracted to sense object? No. Maybe something wrong. Take him to doctor. Something abnormal. And he's not attracted to beautiful form? No, other? He said, no, I'm not attracted. Really? It's unusual. Take him to doctor. Maybe important. His child is provided. So we shouldn't think I'm something special. You have to go through. This is a gradual process. That is what Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur said. This is what is showing, Prabhupada. Whole life doing. Maharaj Parikshit, whole life doing. That is why he is called Parikshit. He is looking for. Where is he? I saw within the womb of my mother. Where is he? Parikshit. He is doing Pariksha. Who are you doing? Where is my tongue? Whatever I want. What my eyes want? Is that Krishna? What my ear likes? Here. How can you become overnight a great bhakta? Simply by stamping? Simply by changing dress? You'll be caught! Krishna is seeing everything within your heart! You can't cheat Krishna! Krishna is supreme! Asamata! No one can equal him! Or greater than him! He will cheat you! He cheated Hiranyakashipu! He cheated! He cheated also! Bali! But he was at heart bhakta. So he gave him accordingly, he reciprocally responded. He gave him himself, Krishna. Now, can he follow their footprints? That is our Goswami said, Tadeva Charana Sevi Bhakta Sarivar. Let us become little humble. And follow Prabhupada. Follow Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Prabhupada is giving what Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur gave, depending on time, circumstance and places, of course. He gave us instructions, let us go through Prabhupada's books and see what he is saying. Are you following that? There is Shastra. Let us see whom I am following. Is he following what Prabhupada said? Then it's okay. Sadhu, Shastra, Guru and others, those who are supposed to follow Prabhupada, is he saying that? Yeah, I'm sure. Out of three, at least two agrees, then I'm sure this is nearest to right. Prabhupada will, very simple way he will present highest truth. Just like father, mother, sometimes kid may be wanting something, they'll make just suitable for him. He can digest me, he may be, they, father, mother, okay, dilute little, and take that much meat, more meat. So birdie want to eat, but the birds are eating, and the birds know that he can't digest, he can eat all big, big pieces, then make it small, small pieces. But the Goswami is giving, Prabhupada giving, in a simple way, first. We should first practice in our life. We realize these are truth. You have got faith in Prabhupada. Then you can. Prabhupada says, this will take your whole life. And this is enough. I have given what I have given in Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, is sufficient for you to become self-realized. So Prabhupada has given everything. Let us be jashadeve parabhakti. If you have got implicit faith in the words of Prabhupada, as you should have in the words of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jashadeve parabhakti. Jatha deve, as in Krishna. Tatha guru, same in the words of Prabhupada. Tasaite kohitaya artha, then we can understand Prabhupada's literature. Prakashanti Mahatma. Prabhupada is Mahatma. Mahatmanastu Mahabhakta, Dvaivit Prakriti Gasita. Prabhupada said, now, no, what I am doing, saying all these things, I am not actually doing. Now, who can tell like this? Here is a Mahatma. Here is a Mahatma. You are walking in Green Park, I think, in one park. Green Park or something. Hold on. One park, one day, there was ice there. In winter time, Prabhupada and his disciples goes every morning, as you know, to the park. At some point, everybody saw heaps of ices. Naturally, this could cause danger. You don't look at and put your step, you can sometimes slip, fall, and break your leg or get injured. Prabhupada said, now look the difference between you and me. What is the difference, Prabhupada said? Now you are walking, I am walking. You should see the ices are there, otherwise you may slip. I may see, may not see, look at. But if I step on the ice, I will not slip. Because I am under the control of some higher power. Who can say like this? Please raise hand. But still, Prabhupada will say, anybody sincerely following in ISKCON, he is a pure devotee. Don't make distinction. Here is a pure devotee, he is not. Be nice to everybody. Encourage everybody. Otherwise, we may be sometimes fine, we get disillusioned. Because sometimes may be artificial. Self-imposition. You have to think like that, this, that. Doesn't work. Narad Muni, he spent 3 lives. Rishabdev instructing his son, 100 sons. Best, eldest son, Bharat. He also spent 3 lives. Who we are? Who can say, I'm like Bharat, Jara Bharat, completely surrendered. He is going to be beheaded, executed, offered in front of Kali. You see, that place is still there, you go to Kurukshetra. Maybe we'll have Rath Yatra, go, that place is still there, it's not story. And he is doing nothing, he's not opposing the dacoit. Dacoit, but we will offer it, offer him. This Jara Bharat, we'll offer him. He's a, like a dumb, like a Jara, you know? Actually he's a very Mahabhagavat. But he's not opposing, he completely surrendered to Krishna. And Krishna also reciprocated. At the 11th hour, last moment, Mother Kali said, what? She is a great Vaishnavi, she is called Narayani. She is a great devotee. She is called Vaishnavi. How can she tolerate a great devotee? They are going to offer to her, going to chop his head. She at once came out from her form. Vigraha jumped from the altar and took a chopper and started chopping the head of the dacoit. This is called full surrender, completely surrender. Completely depending. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, Marami Rakami Joichatva. Whether you kill me or you save my life, it is up. I am offering myself to you. It's a gradual process. Prabhupada gave us everything. Now we have to gradually come to that point. But still, if we are not completely surrendered, at least making some progress, next life again will come. This Kali Yuga, there is so many faults there. Kale dose nidhe raja. Again, still, osti eko mahan guna. The Kali Yuga, one thing they are very nice. Kitna deva Krishna. Simply by chanting Krishna's name, Krishna's form, Krishna's beauty, Krishna's pastime, we can live with Krishna in association with Krishna. Vrindavan Das Thakur said, in a sense, in a short, if you want to become liberated, free from material existence, real devotional service starts when you're free from material existence. No attachment to material thing, temporary thing. Sadhu Sangha, as he did, pure Vaishnava, just like Iskan, Harinam. As you did sadhu, stay in Iskan and chant Krishna's name. Prabhupada gave wonderful deities in nice temples, nice devotees coming from different parts of the world. Krishna Katha arrangement every day. We should discuss what Prabhupada said. Do service so that you can propagate Krishna consciousness, bring others to Krishna consciousness, and Krishna says, they are dearest to me. Don't be born. Prabhupada asked, don't be a Kanishtha Adhikari. Don't be selfish. Like I myself become, how can I go back to God? No, everybody should be a preacher. Everybody should tell what you have got from Prabhupada or from your Guru. And Krishna says, no one was so dear to me. One who preaches, bring others to Krishna consciousness. Nobody is so dear to me than one who brings others to Krishna consciousness. Nobody will be so dear to me, one who will bring others to Krishna consciousness. So ISKCON leaders are trying to bring as many people as possible in Krishna consciousness. Unfortunately, of course, so many things happen. I don't want to say negative things, they don't like going here. So that is why Prabhupada says, boil the milk. That means now develop your quality. Make your quality better. Don't remain same. Don't remain same. At least make target. At least Madhyamadhikari. Stay away from those who are envious of Krishna, Krishna consciousness and the devotees. Try those who are ignorant, bring them to the Krishna consciousness. Let us bring them to Krishna consciousness. Those who are devotee, equal to me, we make friendship. Those who are junior, not so, help him. And those who are senior, advanced, please cooperate with him, serve them. This, at least this much. This is a minimum. Or goal or target. But you should always know, I am entering a primary school of Krishna consciousness, I have to go a long way. You have got a very good standard, then I can go gradually, progress. Primary school, you do good result. Secondary school, good result, doing sadhana well. Higher secondary, better, go to college. Better result, do get nice sadhana, go to postgraduate, then PhD, process. This is Paramahamsa, this is pure devotee. Now let us see what we can do. Let us try. This is our sadhana. This is the challenge. Because the Krishna consciousness, there will be always challenge. There is a challenge. There is a challenge. Some are facing challenge, still there. They are practicing Krishna consciousness. And so many difficulties. They are facing. From 30 years I am seeing, but some are still peaceful. Krishna Bhakta Nishkar, he has no desire, material. Atev Shanta, he is peaceful. Otherwise he will be kicked out. Mind is very strong. He tested. Tested. Again, again, again. Everybody will be tested. Everybody is being tested. That is why we don't see own faces. So many you don't see. Then again, new faces come.
One of those who are there, make them good bhakta. Everything is there in Prabhupada's book. What is the difficulty? Huh? Oh, sir, I have given you everything. Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur also said, suffice to make you Krishna conscious and back to Godhead in one life. They are nice devotees, this God. We have to require good association and practice. Everything is there in Prabhupada's book. Maharaj Ambarish, nice example. He is a grihastha. A big sannyasi comes to Vrasa Muni. He was defeated. Why? Because he is a great Vaishnava. So here is there, nice Vaishnavis, nice Vaishnava, Brahmachari, President, Sannyasi, Guru, GVC. Anybody can go back to Godhead. Like Jayananda Prabhu. And they can deliver others. Narada Muni delivered a bear. Dacoit, like leading, led by, who became a great devotee, Valmiki, this, the great writing Ramayana. Hridas Thakur, a prostitute, very fallen, turned into just a little association. 3 nights, turned into a great devotee. She became a great devotee, big, big. Mahanta, great Vaishnava coming to see her, simply because of the association of Hridas Thakur. We know all this story. How the association is so important. Here Prabhupada says, association. So, also in Srimad Bhagavatam, nasta prayesu avagresu. Somebody has got contamination, all of us, somebody more, somebody less. Nityam bhagavata sevaya. It is a chronic disease, but the old disease, lusty desire, pride, the beauty, pride of coming from aristocratic family. Sri Aishwarya Sutasthi. Difficult to make progress, but Prabhupada gave us everything. Become humble. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Tinado pi sunichi. Tururiva. Who can preach? Tinado pi sunichi. He thinks himself, don't think I am a big position, big designation. Very humble. Thinking, I am lower than the lowest. This takes time. To change one's habit, he said, habit dies hard. Huh? Is that the English saying? Habit dies hard. Habit is the second nature. So it is not so easy, Baba. It's not easy way I become a Mahabharata. Give a stamp. It doesn't work. Time tells everything. Time exposes. You are like this. Your stamp won't take you back to God. Your designation, your vote by Vox Populi, make some guy, he is this. Oh, take you back. You will be exposed in time. Better be cautious. Before making a serious decision, who will take you back to God? Better check out. Well, otherwise, factory also many good product, then it doesn't work. If the machine is defective, so they are all devastating situation. You say, check out everything. Going to, what looks like gold may not be gold. All right. Here is thing, what is gold? Background is there. And again, there is saying, history repeats. Repeating. Huh? Repeating? Who said not repeating? Please raise your hand. Huh? History repeats. Why not learn from the history? This is Prabhupada, before that Maharaj Parikshit, So many stories. Narada Muni, they say, Mahapada Raja Abhisheka, self manifest in the, they say, sun comes out. You don't have to introduce sun. Even the demigod, that the highest mode of goodness, they cannot recognize a pure devotee of the highest order. How can we recognize? But if somebody is self-effulgent, self-effulgent is sun, how many self-effulgent could be in the sky? Millions? May not be like sun, but maybe like star. That can be seen in darkness. When in darkness, you can see the star. Twinkling, twinkling. When the sun comes, no, all disappear. You can't see. Time is telling everything. Told, telling, and will also tell. Because time, God is also, time, God, time represents God. So He shows everything. Why not learn before? Maharaj, you look very thoughtful. We want to say, enlighten something. I am here to learn.
When you're finished, I'd like to ask you a question.
Yes, but I tell you, I have limitation. I am not sitting here. They asked me to sit. I want to sit with you to learn. As long as I live, I learn. I don't say I know everything. No. I say, I repeat what Prabhupada said. You want to know? If what Prabhupada said, I will tell. If I don't know, I will tell I don't know. So you want to ask now? Right, you can ask. There's time. What is the difficulty?
My question is that in the devotional field, there's sometimes there can be an attachment toward position. There can be attachment towards the externals in the service. Now is this attachment that may be there, whether one is sannyasi or temple president or guru, is that indicative of fear of our personal relationship with Krishna?
As my understanding goes, Prabhupada, if you are advanced, really attached, where there is a question of fear comes. We can ask ourselves, why will we be feared of what? Position? Designation? Huh? What fear? Tell me. In the spiritual world, there is no fear like that. Because it's temporary. Today I may be president. Today I may be sannyasi. Krishna will ask, I am a sannyasi? Will he ask? Consider all those things? He also considers. He will simply see whether I am attached to Krishna and Krishna. Things dear to Krishna is done. I may not be here in Vrindavan, but still I will be in Vrindavan. That is Narottam Das Thakur saying. Eh? If Govinda Charan is everything, if you serve Govinda in that mood, you are in Vrindavan, in the highest order. Otherwise come to Vrindavan, but he can be looking for some sense gratification. Is he in Vrindavan? He is not in Vrindavan, truly speaking. That is my name. If I am wrong, please correct. I am here to learn, actually. I don't mind. We can learn from each other. Yes. You are a sannyasi. You want to ask questions? Yes. I give him the... There is a enviousness, fear, all this pride, all these things are absent in the spiritual world. But maybe they are transcendental there. I don't think we can at once have that transcendental world. Prabhupada said, compete, don't too much compete, then you'll have enviousness will come. On my level, what I understand, I'm saying, if I'm wrong, please, I stand corrected. Yeah.
Maharaj, in the purport, Srila Prabhupada speaks about the advantage of taking birth.
Advantage of taking birth. So what is your point?
My question is, can you please comment on, for example, the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it's mentioned that the sons of Advaita Acharya, not different than Vishnu himself, became, with the figure of non-devotees, they became Mayavadis.
Yeah.
Can you please explain how?
As far as I remember from Prabhupada's teaching, there is always exception there. Some of his devotees were bhakta. Some of them didn't accept Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as God. So he rejected them. Rasar. Some may come to ISKCON, then in the family, the bond. Prabhupada Divin, he is a pure devotee and deliver, but his sons, Prabhupada said, my boys and I have got few sons. Maybe daughter, yeah, daughter also. But you are my real son and daughter because you are submissive to me. You are working for me to spread Krishna consciousness. They are not you, I will say that. How does it sound to you? Does it make sense? Anyway. Yeah.
Question of
the Prabhu here. About the
fear. Another thing I add. Prabhupada said, to become a pure devotee, these two is very important. If you are born from your childhood in a Vaishnava family and get a pure devotee, Prabhupada said, then these two things point are very important. In an article, over this day.
About the fear of losing one's position, there is no such a thing because there are four sampradayas and they go up to Brahma, they go up to Lord Shiva, they go up to Lakshmi, and they go up to the four Kumaras. Where is the fear of losing one's position? I mean, they are already there.
Everybody understand what he's saying. I don't want to make comment. But you have enough knowledge to know. So, help yourself. Very good. Time is over. But anybody can say something enlightening is welcome. We are here to learn. As long as we live, we learn, I think. Enrich our Krishna consciousness. That is my understanding. Then you have got other things to do. Thank you very much for giving your time. Allow me to serve. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.
When the screen is up, you press any button, the screen will come back on, right? Then after, it gets stopped. So 1 hour, it was in 0004, right?